This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, top of the hour news class, you might have heard that a U.S. congressman, a guy by the name of Collins, was indicted for insider trading. So, from Yahoo.com, New York, from Reuters, U.S. prosecutors on Wednesday said Christopher Collins, a Republican congressman from upstate New York, has been indicted for insider trading related to a drug trial at an Australian biotechnology company on whose board he served. So here we have a guy who is a Congress parasite. He has been in office for three terms. He's seeking a fourth term. A U.S. Congress term is 6 years. So he's been bilking us in the system for, those are my words, okay, those are my opinions, for 18 years. And he wants to do it for 24 years. And so he was indicted for insider trading. Can you imagine that? A respectable position such as a congressman. Who the heck respects these people who are politicians? No one I know has any respect for any politician. No one.
I would agree. I would say there's only a few that I know personally that I would trust. Most of them. Mm-hmm. You know, are not worth their salt. They're there because they desire power, and they're not necessarily looking out for our best interests. That's, yep. You know, that's how I can see it. Mm-hmm. It's just really sad, isn't it?
Yep. And it says here, according to the indictment, Christopher Collins has sat on the board of Innate Immunotherapies Limited and held a 16.8% stake in the Australian company. The indictment said that the congressman passed non-public tips about Innate's trial for a drug to treat progressive multiple sclerosis to his son, who then passed the tips on to someone by the name of Zarsky. Collins, Zarsky, and six others whom they passed the tips traded on the information and avoided more than $768,000 in losses by selling before the results of the trial, which ultimately failed, became public, the indictment said. So, according to what I understand this article as saying, is this guy, this Congress thug, sits on the board of this immunotherapy company, and he knows that the drug trial for this new drug has failed. The public doesn't know about it. He knows that when the announcement comes out, the stock is going to take a dive. So what does he do? Yeah. He sells. Okay? Now, that's insider trading. That's what it is.
It is.
So here we have...
Yep.
It's illegal.
It's illegal.
And that's, I believe...
It's just not fair on everybody else.
Right, because, you know, the rest of us don't have that inside information.
That's
you got to ask yourself.
No, we don't.
Right. You got to ask yourself, why is it that someone will run for office for a job that pays, you know, $185,000 or so, rounding? Why would somebody spend, you know, $1 million in advertising and campaigning for a job that pays less than $200,000. Now, $200,000 in my world is a lot of money. But why would somebody do that? Because they can make millions and millions and millions doing it. And if you look at the politicians, many of them are very, very wealthy. And how do they get that wealthy? Through hard work? I doubt it. I doubt it. I think it's through inside information. And I told a story about Al Gore. I met Al Gore. Now, I can't prove this. Okay, these are just my suppositions. That Al Gore met in 1980. I was at a convention, and he came up to look at our technology. We invented one of the world's best satellite communications receivers. Very simple. We invented a technology that had heretofore not been heard of, and we had a patent pending on it. So Al Gore comes over and he's looking at our satellite receiver. He's really interested. He wants us to form.
And I'll bet you he stole your patent.
Well, here's what. Well, I think sort of.
Wouldn't surprise
that was
me.
Part of
he,
the.
In- he's let me, dumb of the earth from what I've seen. And the whole thing about the Arctic being available for navigation by the year 2018, I don't think that's happened. Yeah. The whole.
Okay, so
know, the
here's,
whole
here's
thing
what I
about
think.
His climate video that he put out a few years ago. Yeah. Total bunkum.
Well, here's what I think these Congress guys are up to. And here's like a story with Al Gore that you can kind of understand when I explain this. So he came over to our booth and we talked to him. He was dressed to the nines. He really looked, you know, very, very expensively dressed. And he was very interested in our technology. And he wanted us to join this organization that he was going to create called SPACE, Society and for Private and Commercial Earth Stations. And it was a lobby group to lobby Congress for legislation. And for $25,000, we could be a basic member. Well, I balked at that. It's like, really? You know, we didn't have any money, let alone give this guy, you know, 25 grand a year. Well, I think the plan was to have us join, and then he, you know, check with us, you know, often, once a month maybe, or more often or less often. Hey, guys, how's it going? So what are you up to? Oh, hey, Al, we just invented this coolest thing. It is, oh, it's revolutionary. It's unbelievable.
And he can take all your technology.
Well, I think what he would do is go to his buddies in the military and say, hey, you know what? There are some guys that are in California, and they've invented this really cool thing, and I think you guys might want to know about it. And, you know, for the right amount of money, I can tell you who they are. And then for his buddies, he could pass in information that, hey, I know this company, and these guys invented the cool thing, and I think it's going to take off, and you may want to buy stock. And then he could enrich his own coffers with that, such a scheme. He could sell the information to the military-industrial complex, and he could get money from us. So he'd get money from us, the military-industrial complex, and through insider information. Now, I'm not saying he did.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he did. I'm saying that could have happened. That could have happened. Now, I do know that Charlie Ergen was a member of SPACE. And let me just look up Charlie Ergen really quickly. And Charlie Ergen, let's see. Okay. Dish Ergen's steps down as CEO to focus on building wireless business. Dish Network Chief Executive Officer Charlie Ergen is stepping down from his role in order to focus on building the satellite TV provider's wireless business. Okay, so Charlie Ergen was on a publication called Channel Guide back in 1980. It was like the satellite, it was TV guide for satellite channels. And I and my two business partners were on the front cover of that same magazine, or that's, yeah, same publication. As Charlie Ergen. Charlie Ergen's company did get involved with SPACE. And the result is clear. I'm a farmer, and Charlie Ergen was the chief executive officer of Dish, Dish Network. So did it work? Yeah, it really worked. So that's my take on what happened from, you know, what happened to me and my two business partners. We developed the technology. We really had a product. We were engineering really cool things in the electronics world, whereas Dish Network didn't really have, they weren't building a product. They were selling a service, and it was called Echo Star in those days. Now it's known as Dish. So that's the story about how I think these Congress parasites do the backroom deals and how they get so wealthy. It's not because they are so brilliant. It's not because they are representing our interests. It is not because they are fighting for us. Yeah.
They've actually got people really conned into thinking that it's a good thing if the price of their extortion racket increases.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've done about 1 hour and 17 minutes talking about things that we had no intention of talking about today, right?
Yeah, we were going to talk about what's been happening on some other GCN shows. You know, it's a really, really bad thing when broadcasters start getting taken off the air. It's that's off of, you know, free-to-air radio or off of, you know, particular platforms like YouTube, like Facebook, like Spotify, for instance. And, of course, I'm talking about Alex Jones. I think it's a really, really terrible thing what they're doing to him. It's absolutely awful, and it's a big, big, big red flag. This is what happens in communist countries, just before they get to going on purging mood. You know, it's not good. And, you know, I was out digging in my garden and all of that today, and I was thinking to myself, oh, no, I'm listening to the Alex Jones show and talking about all the things that have happened to him, and I feel really sorry for him. I know that he's put himself out there. He's such a courageous guy. He's an absolutely great guy. But more than that, it's sort of like today it's him, tomorrow it could be the rest of us. And for me, that's an even more disturbing thing. Does that make sense?
I'm concerned. I'm concerned about our longevity.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
A couple of comments. We mentioned that Christopher Collins, a U.S. Congress thug, has been indicted. And he has, I guess to use the term they use, is served for three terms. And he was working on his fourth six-year term. Well, that's why I say never re-elect anyone. Never re-elect anyone. Because that's the kind of thing that they do. Now, as far as what Gwyneth Isaacs was saying about Alex Jones, Alex Jones is the number one broadcaster right here on Genesis Communications Network. He is by far the number one guy. I absolutely want Alex Jones to survive. I absolutely want him to continue broadcasting. I don't listen to any radio broadcasts. I don't. Now, being in the broadcast arena, you might find that interesting that I don't watch television and I don't listen to the radio. I don't. I do not want to be influenced by what other people say. Now, that has nothing to do with Alex Jones. I'm just saying, as a general statement, I don't listen to the radio and I don't watch television. Every once in a while, I mean, maybe once for a couple minutes, if I'm in the car, I might turn the radio on for just a couple minutes, just to see what the ratio of commercials to broadcast content is. I might do that. But that's very, very rare. Maybe once for a couple minutes every 6 months, at the most. So I don't listen to the radio. So I don't know what some of the other broadcasters are saying. I don't. And I don't want to be biased by hearing what they say and then me saying the same thing. So everything that you hear from me is from me. It's not regurgitated, processed, homogenized from others. It's not. It's from me. It's from what I read, what I learn, what I know, and my experiences all mixed together and put into words on the air. I was sad to learn that Joyce Riley, a broadcaster on Genesis Communications Network, ceased her broadcast, and then she ended up passing away. Very sad. So we lost her voice. Aaron Dakins, another USA Prepares instructor, has ceased broadcasting. So we lost her voice. I do not want any of the voices, even if I happen to disagree with them. Now, I'm not saying that the people I mentioned I disagree with. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying even if I were to disagree with an alternative radio broadcaster, someone who is broadcasting the truth, even if I didn't happen to personally like them, I still want them to broadcast because I want our voices heard. I want the truth to continue being heard. I don't want it stifled. I don't want it muzzled. And that's why I have a problem with these social media outlets controlling the message by eliminating and stomping on free speech. Now, yes, it's their company, and they can have policies and procedures, and they can say, you know what, we don't want people who are blue or people who are green or people who are pink broadcasting. I mean, they can say stuff like that. Well, it's their company. But I still like the idea that all sides can be heard, and the intelligent people who are listening to the messages and do their own research can ferret out the truth among the lies for themselves. I want our messages to be heard. And that's why I do it. I don't get paid for this. No one on USA Prepares, no one, not Gwyneth, not Norm Shealy, not Rick Miller, not Rick Sheehan, not John Reagan, nobody gets paid for being on the air with us. Nobody. We are all volunteers. And why are we volunteers? Because we think the message needs to be heard. That's why we do it. That's why I take time out of farming, several hours a day, 5 days a week, to host USA Prepares. That's why I do it. That's why I call people back when they call here. Because I think it's important that we spread the message about the truth. Because we're going down. We're going down. We're outnumbered by parasites. We're outnumbered by people who, I call it Mother's Day. What's Mother's Day? Mother's Day is like the second day of the month when you go to the store and you see people who can work, who are not working, who are getting handouts that we are paying for. I call it Mother's Day. And there are people who have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 children because their mother said, tell you what, go have some children, and then I'll call the government and say, you can't handle them, and then I'll take them as a foster parent and get paid. That's Mother's Day. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
The Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California is said to be burning out of control, the largest fire in the state's history. Earlier, there were some reports that better weather conditions might help firefighters turn the corner on containing it. This morning, though, a Cal Fire spokesman says they don't think they'll have the huge fire contained until at least September 1st. Bill Clinton, now a million-selling novelist. The book The President Is Missing, a thriller co-written with James Patterson, has more than a million sales in North America alone. The book's co-publishers, Alfred A. Knopf and Little Brown & Company, announcing those figures for the novel that was released on June 4th, topping bestseller lists for weeks. Reviews were mixed, but a Barnes & Noble fiction buyer says in a statement that The President Is Missing has benefited from very strong word of mouth. The book's subject has also proved timely, a potentially devastating cyber attack, which intelligence experts have called a leading concern for real these days.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
If you'd like to find out more about her, you can go to USA Preparers, click on the instructors tab, and you'll find a link to her. Gwyneth, I was reading an article that really bothers me. I mean, this really, really bothers me. The Cincinnati, Ohio police officer has used a taser on an 11-year-old girl for stealing food at a local grocery store. Headlines, dailymail.co.uk. Cincinnati police say that an officer used a taser around 9:30 p.m. on Monday at a local Kroger store in Spring Grove Village. The police say that the preteen was suspected of shoplifting, placing a lot of food in her backpack. I don't know what a lot, two words, a lot of food in her backpack means. Officials say that anyone over the age of, officials say that anyone over the age of seven can be, can have a taser used on them. Let me say that a different way.
Man.
Officials said that anyone over the age of seven can have a taser used on them. Now, so they suspected this 11-year-old of stealing food. Cop comes and tases this 11-year-old. Now, why would an 11-year-old be stealing food? Maybe because she and her family was hungry. Maybe. Maybe, yeah. Yeah. Now, so what do we do?
Maybe her parents are having a hard time.
Right. Right. Now, I'm not saying that stealing is right. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that using a taser on an 11-year-old is wrong. Now, here's my thought. Absolutely not. So when a police chief or a sheriff says, all right, we're going to use tasers, and here's our policy. Anyone over seven, you suspect them doing something wrong, they're running away from you, you know, save your steps, save your energy, save your breath, fire that taser. Let them have it in the back, and then you can reel them in. Well, I suggest that no, that we need to have a law that says that no police department or sheriff's department or government corporation agency shall use a taser on anyone until the police chief is tased, the mayor is tased, the city manager is tased, the public information officer cop is tased. Everyone in the city government gets a chance to experience the full force of being tased. And when they all say, okay, I think it's a great idea, all right, then, and only then, can tasers be used on the villagers.
I've got a little comment there.
Well, let me throw in the governor and the president, too. Yes.
Probably about a month ago, I had the joy of having my land invaded again by a couple of the local goons who happened to be dressed in police uniforms. You know, I've got a really good idea, all right? Now, I'm not suggesting that we should do this, but how would they like it if somebody came around to their place and trespassed on their land and threatened to kidnap them and throw them in the back of their car, of their car, and drive them to God knows where, over God knows what sort of roads, to meet with people who were potentially hostile to them? How would they feel about that? I'm absolutely not suggesting that anyone should go and do that to them. But they need to think about how it would feel if they were in our shoes. That's what
they
need to think about.
I think, Gwyneth, I'm not suggesting it either. However, I think that they're going to have a chance to experience it. I think that there's going to be vigilante reprisals. I think that people have had it more and more and more. And, you know, think about what would happen, gentlemen, if your wife, your girlfriend, got a ticket, got pulled over, and then the cop said, I'll tell you what, sweetheart, tell you what, we can make this go away. All you have to do is
How would they feel if it was, exactly, if it was their wife, their girlfriend, their daughter?
Mm-hmm. And,
how would they feel?
Right,
they would not be impressed.
Right.
They need to develop some empathy, and they need to develop some, theory of mind. Now,
what I'm saying is to be able to interpret
how other people are feeling and to recognize that those feelings are valid.
I'm saying that I feel that there will be a day coming soon that the people in uniforms will get a chance to experience some of what they dealt to the villagers. They're going to get a chance to experience what that's like. Because when society breaks down, I think that it may end up being open season on the people who have dealt harm and inflicted pain, mental and physical, to the villagers. I think it's coming back their way. I'm not advocating
it. I actually absolutely agree with you. And like I say, it's not necessarily going to be you and me, because we're not inclined to do that sort of thing.
That's
but there's a lot of other people out there who are not as developed in their souls as what you and I are. And, you know, when Alex Jones was going on about what was happening with him, he mentioned a particular fellow called Robespierre. And he was during the French Revolution, and he was the inventor of the guillotine. And, you know, he thought that that would be a really, really good way to solve all of France's social problems was to have a guillotine in every town square. And you'll never, ever guess how Robespierre actually died.
Did he test
how he died.
He tested his machine?
He got to test his own machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was beheaded in a guillotine. Because what you've got to understand is that when... this is just sociology now, okay? When you get a particular set of psychological circumstances develop, okay? So let's say that you get a situation like during the French Revolution where they start pulling out people out of their houses and pulling them into the town squares and guillotining them, or as they did in England, burning them at the stake or hanging them or whatever, okay? It doesn't just stop at the witches. It doesn't just stop at the nobility. It doesn't just stop at the banksters, okay? Pretty soon, it always seems to migrate onto everybody else, and you end up getting what was termed a witch mania, okay? A witch hunt, literally. That's where the saying comes from. It comes from the time in U.S. history where you got ergot poisoning in the town of Salem, Massachusetts. And people were seeing some pretty strange things. They didn't know how to interpret them. And they thought that it was witchcraft, when in reality it was a fungal infection of the wheat, you know. And they started pulling people out of their houses, accusing everyone left, right, and center, and people were getting burnt at the stake on a weekly basis. That's how it operates. It's a very, very similar psychology to if you get a dog pack and you have the dog pack in a confined area and then you introduce a livestock animal that's got a small cut on it, you know, just maybe a scratch or something, and the dogs smell the blood and they may never have been inclined to kill livestock before in their lives, but as soon as they smell that blood, as soon as they walk up to the animal and they begin to sniff it, the animal gets nervous, it runs away, the dog chases it, and before you know it, you've got a dead goat. That's exactly how it is. And the dogs, they won't just rip it, they won't just bite it, and they won't just bring it down. They'll actually pack up on it, and they will rip it to pieces. You know, and that's a well-known canine behavior. You know, and I'm not suggesting that anyone should do that either. I'm just saying that this is a human version of that particular canine psychology. It's a pack mentality. It's a witch hunt mentality. And once this starts to happen, like is what is beginning to happen to Alex Jones, it's not long before it's everybody else, even the people who wanted it to be there in the first place. Even the Robespierres, okay? Even if you want to go to another French example, Les Miserables, okay? There was a police constable there, and his name was called Javert, and he was the great nemesis of Valjean, Jean Valjean, who is the main character, reformed criminal. Okay, he found God. He had a come to Jesus moment in his life, literally, and he turned his life around, became a tremendously wealthy man. But even then, Javert did not want to stop chasing him, did not want to see him out of jail. And in the end, you know what happened to Javert? He ended up drowning himself in the Seine out of guilt and shame for all the things that he had done when he realized what a righteous man Jean Valjean had actually become. When Jean Valjean, after everything that he'd done, everything that Javert had done to him, that Jean Valjean actually saved his life, you know. And when that happened, Javert actually was so ashamed of himself, he drowned himself in the Seine. In the book, and like I say, I'm not wishing any harm on anyone, but I'm saying that this is the sort of psychology that is in operation, okay? It's going to end up being worse, just from simple psychology, for the police than for just about any of the rest of us.
Yeah, and do we think that cops, do we think that cops plant evidence?
They can't see it. They don't realize it.
We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you
you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here's a story, class. DailyMail.co.uk. Headline: The shocking moment. An off-duty New York Police Department sergeant.
Wow.
New York Police Department sergeant, 40 years old, shoots a 21-year-old love rival in the face during an argument and then tries to plant a knife on him, and it's captured on security cameras. So here we have... You know, we talk about the blue plague. That's what we're talking about.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
An off-duty New York Police Department. They say New York's finest. This guy has been caught on camera, a sergeant, New York Police Department sergeant, 40-year-old, shooting a 21-year-old love rival in the face during an argument, and then tries to plant a knife on him. You know, I shot him in the face. Why? Well, he had a knife. So he was stripped of his gun and his badge. Now, sometimes, you know, I was thinking about this morning before the broadcast. They, you know, the cops have this thing they call a badge. Sometimes they call it a shield. I think a shield is more...
a shield because it protects them.
Right. It protects them from prosecution. So they're shielded from being prosecuted for the murders and the crimes that they commit. You know, it's really hard. I've been told that I have to show respect, and I have to respect the board of directors of the Electric Cooperative. I've been told that that's what I have to do. Now, to me, respect isn't something that everybody gets respect and automatically. Oh, no, 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 no. Now, in my world, respect is earned. It's earned. It's not awarded freely. It's earned. And it's hard. It's hard when you see story after story after story about planting evidence, arresting people, planting drugs. I mean, over and over, it's caught on cameras. Why do cops not want cameras? Because they commit crimes. Not all of them. I'm sure there's, you know, a few that don't. But I believe that those cops who do not turn in the bad ones are bad. Okay?
Yeah.
The bad ones are bad, and the ones who don't turn in the bad ones are bad. Because they're looking the other way. It's called the blue glue of the blue plague. It's yeah. wrong. It's wrong.
It absolutely is. It really is just disgusting. And like I say, what they lack is they lack empathy. They are in it for themselves. They can't see that there's all of us out here, and they have been brainwashed into believing that we are the bad guys, when really we are just the people who are trying to do our best to make our way on this earth and have some sort of a life as best we can. That's the truth of it. It's just, you know, and most of the time for us, it's really, really, really hard for us even to keep things just ticking over. You know,
yeah, because
so
we have to pay.
There's so much planning required, and then some guy comes along and bam, there's a $700 fine for a busted taillight.
Right, and that we have to. It's you're right. It's so hard to just get by working ourselves to death, and we have to pay taxes to support the plague. That's a problem.
And then I wonder why we don't want to pay them.
Right. Right. And you know, so what is the defense that the cop says when he shoots a guy in the back? Well, I was afraid for my life. But
well,
you shot him in the back.
Come up my driveway, and I say, well, I feared for my safety.
I called our sheriff and I said, do not trespass.
I feared for my safety every time they're around.
Of course.
The simple truth of it.
These guys have been trained to fight. They've been trained to fight, and then we give them a shield from prosecution and a gun, and then we're supposed to respect them. This is crazy. We need gun confiscation from cops.
They will have to earn it big time from now on.
You bet.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.